Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The government is scrambling to distance itself from remarks by the country's top general during a visit to Iran. Defence Force Chief General Rudzani Mapwanya criticised Israel and voiced solidarity with the Islamic Republic, declaring that the two nations shared common goals, calling for deeper ties. South Africa's links with Iran are a major bone of contention with the United States. Mapwanya's comments come just as we are trying to persuade the Americans to dial back 30% import tariffs. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has issued a statement saying the remarks attributed to General Mapwanya do not represent the government's official foreign policy. Meanwhile, the executive chairman of a leading think tank and economic consultancy says a global economic slowdown is likely to hit the country's economy far harder than the direct impact of the US's 30% tariffs. Crewtime's Stuart Theobald, quoted by BusinessTech.co.za, attributes both to the Trump White House, but says it's the global shock that may prove worse for South Africa rather than the direct hit. He's not downplaying the tariff effect and expects the short-term impact to be felt across affected industries like automotive and agriculture. Nonetheless, business confidence in South Africa has climbed to a four-month high, although there is still uncertainty over the Trump tariffs. The SA Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the BCI now sits at 116.7 index points for the month of July, up from 113.2 the previous month. That's still beneath the index average for the first 6 months of this year, 118.6, but it's 7.7 points higher than a year ago. The improved reading follows an increase in new vehicle sales, which boosted manufacturing output, as well as lower inflation and rising global prices for precious metals. And those precious metals prices continue to drive the JSE, with more record highs for both the JSE All Share and Top 40, up 1% and 1.1% respectively at the bell last evening. London's FTSE also hit a new record, up 0.2%, and Wall Street continued its surge, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, the Nasdaq up 0.1%, both hitting new highs. The Dow still not quite there, although it was up 1%. Investors are now making very solid bets that the US Fed will cut interest rates soon, as demanded by President Trump. Tokyo this morning down 1.3%, Hong Kong up 0.4%, Sydney up 0.8%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.17 to the euro, the rand also more or less unchanged, 17.53 to the dollar, 20.52 to the euro, 23.80 to sterling. Gold at 3,356, platinum 13.37, Bitcoin just under 123,500, Brent crude oil just under $66 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.